Dana and the cousins call foreign lands. The Conrad Christmas get-togethers were always events to remember, with Grandma and Grandpa and all the aunts and uncles engaged in furious political debate while gangs of grandchildren charged around in chaotic bliss waiting for the wonderful dinner and opening of the presents. On one such occasion, I happened to notice that a number of the grandchildren were absent. I assumed that they were off somewhere engaged in some sort of game, and they were. As I was walking down the hall past Grandma and Grandpa's bedroom, I heard loud, boisterous laughter coming from behind the closed bedroom door. In the bedroom were seven or eight of the youngest cousins. Dana, who was about 5 years old at the time, was talking on the bedroom phone to somebody. I asked the cousins who Dana was talking to, and they replied they didn't know. They had been playing telephone. A playing telephone, as they explained to me, consisted of dialing random numbers on the phone until somebody answered on the other end. If they dialed 10 or 15 numbers and there was no answer, they would hang up and dial another set of numbers. This would continue until they reached somebody somewhere. They would then converse with the person as long as they could keep them on the phone and then hang up on them. They stated that they had talked with many people during this particular game, but there were a lot of them that they could not understand. I asked them why they could not understand them. Dana handed the phone to me and told me to listen. On the other end of the call was someone who was speaking what I deduced to be a Far Eastern language, maybe Japanese or Chinese. I couldn't tell. I asked them how long they had been playing telephone, and it turned out that this particular round of the game had gone on for hours with different cousins taking turns being the caller. Then they explained what a popular game this had become for the preschool group of the Conrad grandchildren. They told me, "Oh, we play it all the time when we're at Grandma and Grandpa's house." I have no idea what foreign lands they were continually calling or who they were conversing with, and I have never seen a telephone bill for the phone at 4615 Walker Road during that period, but I can only imagine Grandpa's reaction at viewing the phone bills and wondering why Grandma had to make so many calls to foreign lands back in the late 1960s, with such calls cost a fortune.